So what this leads me to is my final point about how to be a good feminist science blogger, or how I try to do it. First of all, as should be obvious to everyone, you would cite articles by women. But also, one of the things that I try to do and that I hope is working on my blog is that I present issues that are traditionally interesting to women or feminists very matter-of-factly without calling attention to them as women's issues. You know, we have a story about a mechanical nose, we have a story about Star Trek, oh, and also we have a story about how female scientists were portrayed historically. It's not called out as anything other than just yet another story on the blog, but it was in there, it got a lot of views, people were very energized about the story, it was great. The final thing is, always end with little things in a presentation like this. For example, since I'm covering science, people tend to want to say things like, "This is how mankind has always been." No, you write for me, never say mankind. It's humankind. If you want to talk about Homo sapiens, it's Homo sapiens, not man. I will go in and edit your article and change it, because I have that power.